All right. Hi, Nancy. Hey, how are you?
I am good.
Good. Good. I'm doing well. Hey, I heard you guys, Hart, you're working on a new album. And what I want to know is, where do you find the time to write and record? Because you have a really heavy touring schedule right now.
Yes, well, we have a time machine. And we get in there and we set the time back so we can do every day can be 2 days worth of time.
Wow, I tell
you. Well, that's what it feels like.
I'm looking at your touring schedule. It is unbelievable how busy you are right now.
I know, we're pretending we're in our 20s, I think.
Well, it's great, and you know, we're very lucky here in the state of Iowa. You've already played one date here recently.
No.
You played one date, it was back in late June at Riverside. You're coming up to the Iowa State Fair with Journey. That's August 23rd, Council Bluffs, Iowa, September 17th. And then you're going up to Spencer, Iowa, the Clay County Fair, September 18th. So, you know, we're going to get our fill of you. This is great that you're going to
have Iowa totally covered.
You really are. This is amazing. All corners of our little state. This is
cool.
It's very fantastic. I think this is great. Well, you know, something else. I went to high school in the 80s. Okay, I'm a kid of the 70s. I love the Hart music. I love a lot of the 70s music. But I came of age in the 1980s, and I laugh when I look back at like my prom photo. Okay,
right.
And I look at the styles and the hairstyles and the clothes. Do you look back fondly at the teased up hair in your videos and the clothing that you had on? Because I mean, those are some pretty cool fashions.
Those are some fancy get-up.
Yeah,
that took hours and hours to achieve.
Did they really?
Oh, sure, of course. I mean, just the hair alone would take, you know, many hours, and the makeup too, and then the costuming and all the, you know, the big junk jewelry and all that fun. It was really fun, really, to get so dressy and to get so gussied up.
Yeah.
For, you know, the beginning of the 80s or that era of the 80s, it was definitely like a fashion party, you know, like a dress-up party.
Mm-hmm. Well, your hair.
Doing that all the time every day for shows got to be a little tedious.
Oh, I bet. I bet your hair had to add like 4 inches to your height.
I know.
It was
not to mention the platform shoes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the shoes.
Yeah, so, you know, just I think everyone was trying to be as tall as possible at that point. Taller hair than the next person.
That's true. Well, okay, for folks who may not know, your husband is writer-director Cameron Crowe. Love a lot of his films.
Yeah,
I understand that you've had some small cameo roles in some of his movies. How do you like acting?
Well, you know, I did a little bit in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, another movie of his then called The Wildlife. I had a bigger role, a speaking role. And I found that it was a job that I wasn't really very good at. And it was, you know, I'm not a good actor to begin with because I started music as a young kid. But also the hours were just not my cup of tea. You know, you have to get up before the sun comes up and then wait around all day for your part to come. So I've been on lots of movie sets, too, when I wasn't acting, and it's a lot of waiting and waiting and waiting and then being ready for the moment, you know.
Right.
But there's beautiful things that happen on movie sets.
I read that in the movie Almost Famous that you and Peter Frampton had to coach some of the actors on how to be actual rock stars. Is that true?
Rock camp. We had rock school. And Billy Crudup, who played the lead player, the main character, lead player, didn't really know how to play guitar at all, but he spent a couple of months just holding it, practicing it. We had a little rehearsal space where all the actors would play along with the tracks, you know, and we'd sort of give him pointers on how to slouch and how to hold and how to do the rock stance. It was really fun. We were, you know, throwing jelly beans at him and stuff and trying to make it like a show so that they'd have a lot of people watching. And eventually they really looked real comfortable with that. Good.
What a great movie. Fantastic movie.
One of the best, yeah.
One of the best, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a preference for, like, ballads like Dog and Butterfly and Dreamboat Annie, you know, the more acoustic stuff, or the rock stuff like Barracuda, Even It Up? I mean, your band covers obviously both ends of that spectrum, but do you have a preference yourself?
Well, I don't. I think without both of those aspects, we'd be really monodimensional. So that is really who Heart is. We have the duality thing pretty covered, or, you know, the yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think one style would be as fulfilled without the other one in place. So it kind of takes care of a broader spectrum of, it's a color palette, you know. It's not black and white. It's a full color range that we have going.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, okay, and that kind of leads me to my next question. The Love Mongers, which you also participated in, which is kind of an offshoot of Heart, if you will.
Yeah.
Why a different band? Why did you decide to go in a different direction? Did you want to kind of do a different kind of music with your sister?
Yeah, like it was right after the 80s. The late 80s, when music was changing anyway, away from the sort of bombastic, big, overproduced style, and like when Nirvana kind of busted out, we really came back to our roots, and we were sort of done with making all those big videos and hair videos, you know, being a hair band, because we'd come from before that era, too. So we wanted to get back to basics and do a band that, we just went back to clubs and played benefits and did more singing and acoustic guitar again. And it was really a labor of love. We weren't getting paid anything, and we actually sort of went into into the red, you know, trying to do that album, those albums. But it was a blast, and it was something for us that we needed to do, get back into the small places and see the whites of their eyes and get connected to the fans.
Sure. Sure. Now, we go back to the mid-70s when Heart really started out with your sister and yourself. You guys came up through the Seattle music scene and up in Vancouver. And how were you accepted as girls ready to rock? Because we didn't have a lot of rocking girls in the mid-70s. You know, we had the Runaways and we had some other, you know, girl-type bands. And certainly Heart is not an all-girl band, but... But, I mean, how are you accepted by some, you know, like, let's say Led Zeppelin. I know you're a big fan of Led Zeppelin. How are you accepted by some of those bands?
You know, it was really cool for us because a lot of people didn't know how to categorize us because there wasn't and sort of still isn't much of a category for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we met Robert Plant, he was really sweet. It was like 82, I think. And he came to see us play in England at a place called Milton Keynes at a big festival there, and he was like, we're a huge fan of Heart, and we have, back then, you know, we still had record players, and he had a record, a travel record player, and they said, we play Barracuda over and over in a hotel room, and that was like the coolest thing we could have ever heard, you know. And other guy musicians were always really amazed that we were driving the Heart ship, you know, we were the leaders and the writers and the front people for that band. But we've always chosen sort of a democratic situation with playing with guys. I don't think either of us would survive an all-girl band.
Like the Runaways or something like that. I read they're making a movie about them. I just read that the other day. Anyway,
wow.
I digress. What about Heart in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I scratch my head every year when the nominations come out for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you can be as gracious as you want to about this or not. But I mean, how do you feel about that when the nominations come out every year and, you know, you're not on there?
Well, you know, it's a mixed bag of feelings because I believe we would totally deserve to be on that roster. And so far, we're, you know, being that we're not from the East Coast and we're not sort of in the clique of those shoulder-rubbing people, then we don't usually get thought of first, and we've never been really cliquish, you know, in that popularity contest kind of way. We just sort of go about our work, and we come from Seattle originally, and that's not, you know, your usual big city kind of,
right.
Like I said, it's not a popularity contest for us, so we've always just been about the music, and figure if, you know, if that eventually comes to us, that'd be awesome. When we got the Rock Honors a couple of years back, we really were proud of that, and we got the ASCAP Award for Songwriting earlier this year, and we're, you know, we're happy to be counted, but we're not holding our breath with the Rock Honors either.
Well, your future plans outside of recording this new album, are you planning on doing more tours? I mean, I realize you've done, you know, you did last summer and you've done this summer, and I, you know, we can go back and you've done tours here and there, but you've done some extensive touring recently. Are you planning on doing that again when the new album comes out?
Well, I'd like to think that the new album would be well received, especially, and in that case, it would be the most meaningful to go out and do selected tours with the new music, you know, added to the set list. It's a good job, you know, either way, but we're hoping to make a dent with the new album so that we can, you know, really upgrade the live touring part of it and maybe get a little, you know, more excitement going, you know, and have more of a fresh touring situation.
Right.
Well, I'm
gonna let you go. I know you're very, very busy, and I very much appreciate you calling
it was
in
great
today.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Take care. We'll see
Thanks
you in Iowa. Okay.
Okay.
All
see
right.
You there.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.